Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don. Giving a microphone, dress, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
Everybody, y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. A one and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Got a radio show and got something to say, too. Man, I thank God for it. I thank God for my life. I thank God for how in the midst of storms, he calms me. You know, I was going through another trial in my life, you know, which is life is going to always be that. You know, it's a... I think the things that I say on the radio, I want you all to understand that I do so have to put them into practice all the time. And I was going through something yesterday, and I don't know how long I'll be going through it, but I'll be fine however long it takes, because I have something, man. I'm going to share it with you. A lot of you got it, but I don't think sometimes we appreciate it until we have to use it. And that thing that we got is prayer. Prayer is available to every single person. Prayer is so important, man. It's so important. I'm not afraid to say it, though. It's so, so important to you, because it's such a comfort. It's such an island that you can go to. I was going through something yesterday, and somebody close to me knew about it, and they sent me something in the middle of it. And it said simply that God does not guarantee us a life free from trouble, but he does promise to be our refuge in the midst of the storm. See, and that was so cool for me, because, you know, oftentimes I'm on the radio and I'm talking. And I know you all think I'm talking to you, but like I said, oftentimes I'm just talking to myself, man, because I'm just like you. I'm just a human being trying to get through. I happen to come under attack, as does everybody else. I got trials and tribulations just like everybody else. So when I'm talking to myself a lot of times. And all of us are faced with things. But the beautiful thing, and one of the things I've always said, that on your way to success, there's going to be opposition. I've always said that the road to success is always under construction. I have always said these things. But I also have to hear these things. And I, even whoever I am, and all of us have to apply these things. And see, when I was sitting there going through it, man, somebody texted to me that just simply said that God does not guarantee us a life free from trouble, but he does promise to be our refuge in the midst of the storm. And you know, man, what prayer enables you to do is have just a little closer relationship with God. It allows you to form a barricade when necessary. It allows you to have a place to go when necessary. It provides you a place of shelter when it get real, real windy and real, real funky for you. When the bullets and arrows is flying, there's a place that you can tuck yourself. I always like to refer to it as under his wings. I like to get tucked under his wings when the bullets and arrows is flying. You know, I do realize, man, through my life, and I've been taught this over and over and over, Isaiah 43:1-2, that someone to the effect that you can walk through the fire and you will not get burned, nor will kindling set upon your clothing. And what I learned from that scripture, y'all, was simply this, that if you do have this relationship with God, if you are making an attempt to be righteous, trying to live your life to the best, you ain't stepping on nobody, trying to hurt nobody, you're giving God some glory, you're talking with him, you know, you're making some mistakes along the way, but you know what I'm saying? You ain't just mailing it in. You are consciously trying to be a righteous person. Then there's a promise that he gives to you, that he would be there for you. Now, here's the promise. The promise says something just like this, that you will be able to walk through the fire and not get burned, nor will kindling set upon your clothing. Now, what that means to me, my interpretation of it, real simple. Some things are going to happen to you. And when they happen to you, it's not his doing. When you come under attack, when the haters come from you, it's never his doing. But he gonna walk with you though and allow you to walk through the fire and you will not get burned. That's amazing, man, because I got a little fire going on right now. But guess what? They can't consume me with it, because in their attempts to do what they do to you, to me, to anybody that's trying to go somewhere, mind your business, in their attempts to do what they're setting out to do, here's a problem with that now. If you got God, if you use this little weapon of prayer that he gives you, he'll provide you a refuge. But he'll let you walk through the fire and you will not get burned. Now, the part where it talks about won't no kindling set upon your clothing, that's kind of like if you've been in a house that's been on fire before, you know. You can walk in, it's soot on the walls. It's a smell in the air. You can see the damage. I mean, a house that's been on fire, until the repairs come, the restoration, you can walk in there and know that there's been a fire. Weeks later, after the house has been on fire, you can walk in because you can smell it. You can see the singe marks. But here's the difference. Houses, you know, I'm talking about just structural buildings, they don't have ongoing relationship with God. So I ain't talking about your temple or church or nothing, so please don't go there. I'm just telling you a fact. A house does not possess a soul. A person possesses a soul. So your relationship with God is where your refuge is. So now here we go. When you have a little walk with God, when you got some faith in him, hear what happens to you, y'all. When they come for you, when they attack you, the part that it says you won't get burned, but the no kindling, that means when it's over, no kindling was set upon you. That'll mean there won't be no soot on you. There won't be no singe marks on you. You won't smell like you've been on fire. You won't even look like you've been nowhere near a fire. But the whole time, the fire was raging all around you. But there's a place that you can go when your life is on fire, when you come under attack. There's a spot. There's a spot if you know God. If you're just trying to be righteous, if you just go over there and get over there by him just a little bit, y'all. If you just send up some earnest prayers and pray it and mean what you say, there's a spot you can go that you can tuck under his wings. And you'll walk through the fire and you won't get burned. Now, here's the part, though. I want you to feel me now. It did not say in there that it would not get ungodly hot. That's the cold part now. Come on, y'all. Because what did I tell you that the dude text me the other day? What did I just tell you? I just simply said that God does not guarantee us a life free from trouble, but he does promise to be our refuge in the midst of the storm. Now, I'm in one right now, but I want you to understand something. when you come for me, you don't come from somebody that's standing over there by himself. I have a relationship with him. And I use continually on a daily basis, more than three times a day, that beautiful little gift, that weapon of prayer that he's given to me. So while the storm is raging, I want everybody to know I'm just fine. I'm uncomfortable. I don't like it. I do not like what happens to me, no more than you like what happens to you. But I got news for you, though. I'm so covered, and I stand there in that place of refuge, man, and I drink that up. And, man, today I'm telling you, man, God's promises are true, that he'll be with you in the midst of a storm, that he'll hold your hand. God's promises are true. All you got to do is lean on him. You feel me? Check it out.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys, and girls, this the Steve Harvey Morning Show. This is radio unlike any other. This is not planned, rehearsed, and oftentimes not even wanted. This real radio. What y'all doing today? What's up, Shirley?
Hey, Steve. How are you?
I'm pretty good, Carla.
Good morning. What's up, crew?
What's up, Junior?
Morning,
Fool, what's happening with you?
After the morning after. What it
hey,
do?
Hey, man, what you done bought lately? Let me hear something.
Nothing, really.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, nothing, really.
Junior, bought anything lately?
Yeah, Unc, I bought a few suits.
A few?
Yeah, it went up, Shirley. Used to be one. I'm in there now. Give me that one and that one.
Love it.
Yeah.
Two, huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Got one for Friday and Saturday.
Come on, boy. Come up and out.
I can't tell you what I'm trying to get next, though. You can
What's
help
that?
Me out with it.
Helicopter.
This is going to be interesting to us and our audience, or just you guys?
No, this is real interesting. A helicopter.
Yeah.
What?
Right. And just land where I want to land, you know, skip all the traffic.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
How much you got for this helicopter?
Well, that's just
it. And
do
you know what type you want?
Well, I've been looking.
Okay.
What's the number on it? You know the numbers on helicopters the same way you know I'm on plane?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. I just know engines.
Okay.
How much was it? Let me ask you that.
2.3 million. That sound reasonable?
Yeah, that sound reasonable. But what I'm trying to figure out is...
Come on. Come on.
Boy.
Come on. Say
it. What is you going to do with damn near $2.5 million helicopter? Where you going? See, everywhere you got to go require more than that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let me ask you this here. Can a helicopter...
Houston to L.A., a helicopter. Boy, you know how many times you got to land to gas up?
Well, see, that's what I don't know. I don't know nothing about the gas.
But
I don't know how
you
far
bought it
go.
First, though. Why didn't you
I
ask
ain't bought
questions?
It. I haven't bought it. I'm quiet, Shirley.
But, Tommy, where would you keep the helicopter?
Thank you.
In my backyard.
I just said that. And where?
In my backyard.
Dog, yeah. How you going to land a helicopter in your backyard with them wires back there?
Oh, man.
Stupid. Power wires.
You stay out in the country, y'all ain't got in-ground cable. Your stuff is on poles and wires.
All that money and all these drones flying around.
Okay, well, so you're saying that's a problem?
I'm saying it's a problem. Do you know the area you need? You can't land it just right there on the H?
Okay.
Oh, and you don't know what the H is for, do you?
What is it for, Steve?
How much you think a helipad costs?
It's for land here. Ain't right?
Here. Hey, man, let's keep talking about this helicopter when we come back, because I got some...
All right, and we also want to find out how you guys' Valentine's Day went yesterday.
I pulled it off now.
All right, we'll be back at 32 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yes.
Hold on, we talking about helicopters before we left. Let me ask this fool. So, Tommy, 2.3, what type of engine did you get?
you know that.
Yeah,
this is the most important question.
Do we care about?
Okay.
Yes, Shirley. It's a lot of people out there wondering why this fool is even looking at a $2.5 million doggone helicopter.
This is called a MI-38 medium transport helicopter.
Medium transport helicopter.
Yeah.
How many seats in it?
It's about 6 seats in there.
How many engines?
2 engines.
So it's a twin engine.
Yes, sir.
Which is the only helicopter I'll get on. Mm-hmm. I will not get on a helicopter that don't have twin engines. Because if one go out, I need this other one that at least set us down soft.
Ooh, when is the All-Star game? I'd rather watch that.
Shirley, you need to learn stuff.
Nobody cares, Steve.
But listen to me. Yes, you what? Do.
Why
this
do we
ladies,
care?
My father taught me a valuable lesson when I was growing up.
Okay.
He said, son, listen to everybody when they talking. Even a fool. Listen to a fool. Because knowing what not to do is just as important as knowing what to do. This conversation is a what not to do moment for everybody listening.
We know that. We know not to buy a helicopter.
And we know not to listen to him.
All his cars is used, but he gonna go buy a damn helicopter.
A brand What's new.
What's wrong with that? Tommy, that's like having a Bentley and you live in an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With no garage, just a carport.
Car rich, house poor.
Yeah, the priorities is a little bit out of place. Because if you done bought a $250,000 car, you most certainly should have bought a $250,000 house, which is a nice home.
Mm-hmm.
That don't make no sense to you, huh?
Yeah, an apartment, your rent.
I just wanted a helicopter, that's all. And I didn't see no problem with me parking my helicopter in my backyard.
On the H, which means here.
That's where you park it at, right here.
So you better hope the wind don't blow at all so you can just go straight up.
Can we move on, please?
All right, let's move on.
What happened last night? That's what we want to hear about. Yeah.
Come on, Tommy.
Oh, Valentine.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I'm first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, boy. Your boy laid it out. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
I did do something. I cut out the middleman for Valentine. That's what I did.
What do you mean by that? What?
Okay, so like
what
this.
Middleman?
You know the restaurant Houston's?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, of course. Spinach dip.
Went to Houston's, uh-huh. Picked up the spinach dip. That's what they known for.
Right.
Yeah.
Got that.
Uh-huh.
Put that in the car. Went to the Olive Garden. Got that salad. No. You understand?
Okay.
Put that in the car.
You
Red
went
Lobster.
To the Olive Garden.
Okay. That's what he said. Yeah. That's the only
thing.
Yeah,
Olive Garden. Got the salad. Went by Red Lobster, got them biscuits. Y'all know them biscuits good.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Got that. Went by Papa Doe's, got the crawfish bisque.
Yes.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm finna lay it out for it, but I'm putting all that in the car. Went by Popeye, got that red beans and rice. See, I got my sides
all
together. You see
sides.
What I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Went to McDonald's.
You done ran this little used car to death.
Listen to me now. Went to McDonald's,
uh-huh.
Got me 4 hot apple turnovers. You understand?
Nice.
Yeah, uh-huh. You know, they're $2 for $1.
Yeah.
Got 4 of them. Threw them in the car. Cool. Now, picked up some
dessert.
Fish. Uh-huh. Picked up some catfish.
Oh, okay.
Went in there and fried that thing
from
like
where?
Bing rings. From the grocery store.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Brought
couldn't
all that
find
home.
A fast food that had that.
No. He was just, you could have got that at Popeye.
Yeah. He was just at Papa though.
Right.
He could have got
right
it right
there. Something else. And them hot ass pies you buy, they ain't hot no more.
Not all this drag.
But I done laid it out at the house now and put it on the plates like I made it myself. You see what I'm saying? Now I messed around and forgot some candles, but I didn't have no candles, but we had some birthday candles there from the kids. Laid them around the house. Burnt them, set them on fire. You understand? Now, check this out.
How long they stay lit?
Yeah, how did they stand up without the cake?
They didn't. They were just laying around lit. Yeah.
No. My son got some Play-Doh. I stuck it in there. I had this thing playing. Now, watch this now. Music, my surround candle. Sound wasn't working, so I opened the door to the garage,
uh-huh.
Turned on the car, and let the radio run, and boy, let me tell you something. Had that music seeping through that garage, though. You talking about romantic, boy? I laid it out for my baby last night.
Valentine's Day ever.
My baby had a
you
Valentine.
You playing the music from the garage on the car.
Yeah. Yeah. Leave that door. Now that breeze coming through. Some
That's
of the
why
candles
you had
getting
to get jumped this morning.
Ran the battery down.
Yeah, did the house burn down with all those candles?
Nah, the candles were safe, Shredder.
And the breeze.
They in the clay, though. They safe. But the breeze, right. I had to keep lighting them, though, because the breeze from the garage kept coming through. But let me tell you something.
Every time the air conditioning kicked on.
But you don't have an Alexa, Amazon Echo. You don't have that in your house?
I didn't lost the Alexa cord, so the battery down on it.
He got Alexa, but Alexa quit talking to him.
Her last words were,
"You're too much stuff going on.
You're stupid."
Man, my baby had a Valentine. I don't care what y'all say.
Loser Valentine.
Man, I put that red beans and rice in that microwave. Let me tell you something. You should have seen my baby
drove
face.
Drove around with all these damn dishes on this girl's plate.
I know, in the car.
She done ate from Popeye, McDonald, Wendy.
Our stomach was bad.
Papa Doe's, Frosty.
And then he had a nerve to give us some bisque, something creamy.
Yeah,
did you get us some Pepto-Bismol while you were out?
Man, let me tell you something. I cut that middleman out and brought all that stuff home. Man, my baby enjoyed herself.
Did you get some ice cream for the apple pies?
Oh, what? Girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, we already had Bluebell in there.
Oh.
But it was the little small ones that the kids had at one of the birthday parties.
Oh, the individual
ones.
You
know that little cup with that wooden spoon?
I'm almost embarrassed to tell y'all mine.
Why? Because it was off the chain.
Because you can't top this. That's why. You can't top what I done. Boy.
This was
you will not be outdone, Tommy. Yeah.
This was love.
This
you
was
know
the
mean?
Best worst Valentine's ever.
Ever.
All right, listen. Coming up, more from the nephew and run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with today's national news. But right now, it is time to go to the cheapest person I know, the nephew, with Run That Prank Back.
Lent. What? I'm giving your wife up for Lent.
I love this prank.
Yeah. And yesterday was Ash Wednesday.
Yeah.
We're in Lent.
I'm giving your wife up for Lent. Yeah, we hit it now. I'm giving your wife up for Lent. But as soon as Lent over.
You're gonna get us all killed.
Run it.
Hello.
Hey, I'm trying to reach Dorsey.
Yeah, this is he. Who is this?
This is Cliff, man. I work at the post office with your wife. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right. Everything cool?
Yeah, everything good, man. Everything good. Like I say, my name is Cliff, man. I wanted to reach out and holler at you about a couple things. If you got a minute, you got a minute?
Yeah, is everything all right with my wife? Is something wrong or something?
No. Your wife good, man. Your wife good. I wanted to hit you up, man. We've been working the post office quite a while. We probably been in the same room a few times, man. I don't know if you remember meeting me or not, but...
Okay.
But what I wanted to say, man, is trying to do better with my life, dog. And, you know, just trying to do better. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, for Lent, man, I gave up a few things. You know what I'm saying? I just thought that would be a good thing, man, to try to the things that matter the most or that you're addicted to, you know, you want to get rid of. You know what I'm saying? At least for Lent is what I'm trying to do. You feel me?
Okay. I'm kind of confused, but what they got to do with me?
Well, basically, man, I'm giving up for Lent. You know, I decided to give up messing around with your wife. You know, because...
Whoa, hold on, man. I'm at work. I don't know what you talking about, but back up and rephrase everything you just said.
Well, like I say, man, for Lent, I'm trying to give up stuff that I'm addicted to, you know, and I decided...
Okay, but what that got to do with me and my wife, though, and you?
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you, man. I'm trying to give up messing around with your wife for Lent. I mean, that's what I have given up. I've given up messing around with your wife for Lent.
Man, what the f- talking about, man? Messing around with my wife, man. I ain't got no time for no games right now. Who the f- is this, man?
Like I
what's
say,
your,
this
what's your name again?
This is Cliff, man. I actually work with her for the last 10, 12 years. But what I wanted to really let you know is, you know, her schedule probably going to change because what we used to be doing, we ain't doing, so she probably going to be coming home a little bit earlier or things like that. But I don't want you getting addicted to it because, you know, after Lent is over, then, you know, we'll be back what we used to do.
Man, what
is you talking about, man? Hold on, my wife's gonna be home in a minute. We're gonna talk about all this here with me, man. I'm about to. Hold on, what are you in the city right now? Can I meet with you right now, Cliff? Right?
Okay, but what I'm trying to say, well, like you know, I said, man, I'm trying to do better. You know, I gave up.
You trying to do better? That sound like a bunch of to me. I got something for you and my wife. This is true.
Okay, man. I mean, ain't you feeling me though? I'm trying to do better though.
I ain't feeling the thing. You calling me, telling me my wife. I think we need to meet up and talk about this face to face, Cliff. What you think?
I mean, we can talk right now if you want to have a conversation.
Nah. You just tell me your address, and me and my wife's gonna just come on over there. How about that? And we all sit down and have a little powwow. I don't know who the think you is, man, but me and my wife been together over 15 years, and we ain't never had no problems with no like this. Like the you telling me on this phone, it sound like a bunch of crazy to me, but somebody neck gonna today if this is true. So what you need to do, you need to tell me your name, your number, and I don't know why you call from this block phone number. You hear me?
Hey, man, I'm hearing you, man. What I'm saying, the reason for the call was to let you know, don't get used to her schedule, because after Lent, it's gonna be back to the way it used to be. That's all the phone call.
Man, what the is you talking about? Well, what's your last name, Cliff? I'm finna come find you. I'm finna come see you now, Jack.
My name is Cliff. Like I say, I work at the
Cliff.
And I work at the post office with. So
okay, well, how come you call from a block number, Cliff? What's your phone number, man?
Hey, man, listen, I'm not trying to have no confrontation with you, man.
It's already a confrontation. You can call my phone from a block number. I don't know you. You don't know me, and you telling me you've been my wife. Are you serious? Did you know she was married?
Well, I mean, what you mean?
Did you know she was married, yes or no?
I mean, yeah, I knew she was married.
Okay, well, there it is. You knew that from the jump, so that means you've been disrespecting me from the jump. So now I got to get in your now. You just done told off on yourself. So irregardless, I'm coming to see you today, Jack.
Hey, and my name ain't Jack, man. My name Cliff. But you're not. Hey, I'm not.
Okay, well, look here,
like
Cliff.
I said, I don't have no.
Huh?
I'm not trying to have no confrontation. I just wanted you to be aware of the schedule.
Yeah. Okay. I'm definitely aware now, Cliff. Who the hell is you,
hey,
man?
Hey, man. Another thing, man.
Is
I want to say this
name?
Here. Like I know your tattoo on your name on her lower back. I seen that. It say Dorsey
what?
Right there.
Whoa! Hold on, man. You telling me you done seen the tattoo on her back? Is that what you telling
me? On her lower back, man. Right on above her tailbone. Yeah, I seen it. Dorsey, your name Dorsey, right?
Man, who the f*** is this, man? What's your real name?
Hey, man, hey, dog, calm down, man. Are you cool with the schedule change?
Calm down. You call my phone.
Are you cool with the schedule changing is what I'm asking.
What?
Are you cool with her schedule changing? You see what I'm saying? Her schedule going to come back to normal. Once Lent is over with, I gave up messing around with her for Lent, but not
listen,
forever.
Man, I'm not cool with a thing. I'm about to be cool in your face in a minute. Now tell me your name, tell me your number, and your real address, and we're going to talk about all this in person.
Okay. All right. What? My name.
What's your name?
My name Tommy, man.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Tommy what?
I mean, why you need my last name?
Because I'm finna come see you. What you mean, why I need your last name? Hold on. Somebody get Angie on the phone. Hey, hold on. Don't go nowhere. We finna get Angie on the phone right now, and we gonna settle this right now. Hold on. Get on the phone. Call her. For real. Yeah. Tommy, who? What you scared of?
Okay, man. They call me Nephew Tommy.
Oh, who?
My name Nephew Tommy from Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What? Oh, hell no. She done set me up, man.
Man, your wife got me to prank call you, man. She texted you, said I just left the house. Call him now.
That's why ain't answering the phone. It was over for you, man. Y'all, come on, man. Y'all wrong for this, man. This need to be against the law, man.
Hey, man, I got to ask you, baby, what's the baddest radio show in the land, man?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, I guess.
Y'all with me?
No.
Y'all ain't never gave up nothing? Y'all ain't never gave up a person for a period of time?
No, nobody's done that but you, man.
I'm the only one.
For
only
Lent?
One.
You ain't never gave up people for Lent. You have to give up something for Lent, right?
Right, but yeah.
Okay, so what have y'all given up?
I'm about to give you up.
That's what I was going to say. I've decided.
I think that's what I was
for Lent, you ain't my nigga.
For 40 days, Steve.
I can go longer than that.
From now until Easter. All right. Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Anna's going to be here. She's going to have today's national news and our Winter Olympics report. Get ready, Steve.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, my God. I mean,
here we go
you
again.
Know, here we, yeah, it's like this scene just keeps repeating itself. Now, out of Parkland, Florida. Parkland, Florida is right next to Fort Lauderdale. It's near the Miami area in Broward County. Multiple deaths in a Florida school shooting there. This is just horrible. It happened about 2:30 p.m. yesterday. The shooting was at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. Like I said, it started about 2:30 Eastern time yesterday. The suspect, Nicholas Cruz, was a former high school student there. He is in custody. We're happy to report that. But he's 19 years old. He's a former student there. Like I said, he had been expelled. And he came.
Oh, okay. He had been expelled.
Yeah, he had been expelled. He came back to the school with an AR-15 rifle, an assault rifle, had multiple magazines. So he was there to do some serious damages. Again, if you haven't heard, and I'm sure you have, multiple deaths. This is just so sad. This is so sad.
When is it going to stop? I mean, the victims were students and adults, and as parents, surely, everybody, Tommy, all of us, we're all parents. We're all parents.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? It's just, it's frightening to send your children to school.
Yes.
And I just, you have to pray for the families, the victims.
This absolutely. Is, absolutely. Yeah.
The laws. We have to change the laws. Gun control.
Yeah, I mean, and they said this kid had, he was wearing a gas mask. He had smoke grenades. I mean, where did he get all this stuff from? He's 19. Where did he? Oh, my God. This is just, I just feel so much for the parents and the loved ones of these kids, because you send your kids off to school to get an education. Who in their wildest dreams would think something like this would happen? A 19-year-old former student just goes up to the school and opens fire. Opens fire. I mean,
and God bless our educators and the teachers that were there trying
absolutely.
To keep the students safe. And
Steve, I'm Jesus. Can you just imagine what
it's
they're
horrible,
going
man.
Through? It's absolutely horrible.
It's
horrific.
Horrible.
Yes.
And you know what? We got to do something.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
How many before we do something? Because right now, man, reacting to it ain't enough. It's too late.
Yeah.
I mean, hats off to the first responders and everything.
Oh,
I'm
yes.
not talking about that type of reaction. I'm talking about what we got to keep going through before somebody passes some bills to say, hey, man, we're going to slow this way down.
Wow.
Our damn problem is the Second Amendment that needs amending. Because we America. I don't understand how we keep doing this. Hold on, man. See, we so free. We so free, we stupid. We stupid free. We one country that really need to pull back on some of the freedoms.
Because
if you're telling me, you're trying to tell me that these brave men and women that are over here fighting for our freedom is the freedom that your ass can walk in a gun and turn around and turn it on a bunch of people. That's what they're over there for.
Because
I think they'd all come
wild
home
west.
If you told them that's what they was over there for. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But this Second Amendment needs adjusting.
Yeah, it does. All right, Steve. Miss Anna's here, and I'm sure she has more details as well.
Hey, folks, listen, we got a special news update. I'm going to let Miss Ann just go into it today. These are the news facts with Miss Ann.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, everybody out there. Good morning. And this is Ann Tripp with the news. And yes, it has happened again. There was another tragic school shooting yesterday, and this time it took place in a high school just north of Miami, where 17 people were killed, students as well as adults. 15 others have been injured. Several, they say, are dealing with life-threatening injuries this morning. So that's still a critical situation. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel says the suspect is a 19-year-old former student, an expelled student.
Nicholas Cruz was the killer. He is in custody, and we've already began to dissect his websites and the things that social media that he was on, and some of the things have come to mind are very, very disturbing.
Nicholas Cruz is to be in court later on this morning. There have now been 18, count them, 18 school shootings in this country this year, and this is only February. Federal law enforcement investigating the unauthorized attempt of a vehicle to enter the National Security Agency's campus at Fort Meade, Maryland yesterday. It is so far not believed to have been an act of terrorism, although there was a discharge of weapons, and they think that someone may have been injured. They're still trying to figure out why and who these people were. But again, that was yesterday also at the NSA campus. The vetting process of the Trump White House has come under greater scrutiny now, with the House Committee on Oversight investigating after the head of the FBI testified that the agency notified the White House months ago that its background check on former Staff Secretary Robert Porter revealed a history of domestic violence. The Republican chair of the committee, Trey Gowdy, tells CNN the situation is simple.
The chronology is not favorable for the White House. When you have the head of the FBI saying, we told you three times in 2017 and once more in 2018 for good measure, then I think the really fair questions are, what were you told? By whom were you told it? Did you have some reason to question what the Bureau told you? And if none of that is true, why did you keep him on?
Meanwhile, President Trump's been under fire for pleading for due process for his accused staff writer instead of focusing on the ex-wives he allegedly battered. So Trump changed that yesterday and made a definitive statement.
I am totally opposed to domestic violence of any kind. Everyone knows that, and it almost wouldn't even have to be said. So now you hear it, but you all know it.
And that's it. Meanwhile, the Senate has promised to pass an immigration bill before the March 5th deadline set by President Trump to be the end of the DACA program, which has protected the Dreamers, people brought here illegally as children, from deportation. Later today, Mitt Romney was expected to announce his plans to run for U.S. Senate in Utah, but he has postponed it out of respect for the shooting victims in Florida. And on a much lighter note, let's get it out of here and let's feel a little better. On this day after Valentine's Day, today is National Dump Your Significant Jerk Day. And don't you come back no more. We'll be back with more entertainment and today's trending topics at 20 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, the NBA All-Star game is this weekend right here in Los Angeles at the Staples Center. But did you guys hear that Isaiah Thomas, Steve, has no love for LeBron? And he felt he talked down to him. Isaiah Thomas and LeBron James both seem quite relieved that they no longer have to call each other teammates. Recently, on the Undisputed Sports Show on Fox Sports, sports analyst Chris Broussard said he was told by a source close to Thomas that Isaiah genuinely, I'm talking genuinely, dislikes LeBron. Take a listen.
I was talking to somebody yesterday close to Isaiah, and they said he has absolutely no love at all for LeBron. Like, this is real. Like, he felt like LeBron kind of talked down to him when he was there and so on and so forth. And when Isaiah first got there, they actually were hanging out a little bit and it was cool, but it soured pretty quickly. So this is real.
I don't like LeBron.
See, the problem here is Isaiah left Boston and complained. Isaiah then left Cleveland and complained. At one point in time, you got to be quiet and play ball. Because that's what you paid to do.
So you just got to do your job. Huh?
Yeah, you're not a sports reporter. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody paying you to analyze and make provocative comments.
Right. You're not
we
Stephen
pay
a.
you, put the ball in the hole, and check some damn body. Mm-hmm. Now, when he was here in Cleveland, he wasn't doing either. He wasn't putting the ball in the hole, and he wasn't checking nobody. But he wasn't checking nobody when he was in Boston. He's a prolific scorer is what the kid is.
Shooter. He's a shooter.
Yeah, but now he has to understand, man, you can't go everywhere you go, you complaining. Now, just like the dude said, it ain't going to look good for free agent market. All you had to do was play your game, but you didn't. Now, you got traded. You with the Lakers. Show us what you got. But one of the main things with playing with LeBron and the team that they had formed when they bought in great players like Derrick Rose and great players like Isaiah Thomas, you got to understand, those two guys on the teams they left from, they were the go-to guy. Derrick Rose was the man when he was in Chicago. IT was the man in Boston. You come to Cleveland, you ain't finna be the man.
Yeah.
You're not finna be it.
Kevin Love,
we got the greatest basketball player in the world playing with him.
Don't be.
Steph Curry come to Cleveland. He ain't finna be the man.
Huh?
No.
Really?
I said no, no. He's not gonna be the man. Durant come to Cleveland. He ain't finna be the man.
Okay.
No, that's it.
But you don't want to be the Monique of basketball. Hello.
Coming up.
LeBron got 3 rings.
We'll be back at 34 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Listen, if you're just waking up, some very, very sad news out of Parkland, Florida. Numerous deaths have been reported as a result of a school shooting there in Parkland, Florida. Now, Parkland, Florida is right next to Fort Lauderdale. It's near the Miami area in that Broward County area. A young man, a former student, he was 19 years old. His name is Nicholas Cruz. He's a former student. He had been expelled from the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. He just went to the school and opened fire and just started shooting. You know, such sad news to report. He had an AR-15 rifle, that is an assault rifle. He had multiple magazines, so he knew what he was coming to do when he, you know, left out with this rifle in his hand. Again, multiple deaths have been reported. The suspect is in custody. He was identified again as Nicholas Cruz, a former student who had been expelled. The name of the school is Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Broward County. Sheriff Scott Israel is giving this report. The suspect was taken into custody about an hour after he left Stoneman Douglas, after he committed this horrible, detestable act, Israel said. Federal and local authorities said that there was no indication that the gunman had an accomplice or accomplices. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, awful. It happened about 2:30 p.m. Yesterday. Eastern time in Florida. And this was on Valentine's Day. Yes.
This is horrible, you know, Shirley. This is...
It really is. I mean, you know, what these kids, you know, now they have that image in their minds, what happened on Valentine's Day, you know. Mm-hmm. So we're praying for them. We're praying for the parents who lost their children, other, you know, officials
educators,
in the schools,
the teachers,
counselors,
officials.
All of that. Yes.
Yes.
Security people at the school, because I think they said that there are some police cars on the campus, the school campus, at all times.
Man, this is just horrible. I mean, as parents, mm-hmm. you know, you all are out there listening. We're parents. We're sending our kids to school, dropping them off today as we speak. And our hearts are heavy right now. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, our children.
Yeah.
Gun control. When is it going to stop?
I know.
When is enough enough?
We don't really think about it a lot until something horrific like this happens, unfortunately. Take a listen.
The laws have to be changed, though, Shirley.
They absolutely do. They absolutely mm-hmm. do. But it seems like it always falls on deaf ears. Mm-hmm. Take a listen to an account of a survivor of yesterday's tragedy.
And our door was open, so I went and closed it, and everybody went in the corner, and we turned off the lights and everything. We didn't know what was happening. Like, we didn't know if it was real or a drill or something, like with blanks. But, yeah, we were, like, the closest room.
We started seeing kids running fast. And then after that, I heard, like, 6 shots, like loud shots. And then after that, I started running with, like, 150 kids. We were just running through grass. There was swamp on our left. There was bushes.
Wow. Our prayers and condolences go out to the parents and to the survivors. Yeah. When are we going to ever deal with this issue?
Well, see, too soon. Mm-hmm. It's actually too damn late.
Yeah, yeah.
See, mm-hmm. the people are already dead. Mm-hmm. See, Jeez. But ain't none of your relatives laying over there, though. See?
Yeah.
See, Jeez. But ain't none of your relatives laying over there, though. See, it was your mama or your daddy or your brother or your sister or your child laying over there. How would you be having this too soon conversation. Oh, it's easy, man, when it ain't your ass. See, that's what killed me about these people, man. It ain't ever they ass. They ass ain't ever been poor, so they don't know how poor people feel. They ain't never been oppressed, so they don't know how oppression feel. They ain't ever been shot for no damn reason, so they can't imagine that. They ain't buried they kids, or they ain't got to go visit they kids. They don't know what that is. They didn't know that. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, these people are out of touch.
Yeah.
It's too soon to talk about. Really?
You have tell to them talk people.
Tell them the it's victims. Too soon. That's burying their loved ones. Jesus. That's making funeral arrangements right now.
Yeah.
Tell them the it's victims. Too soon.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 43 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, our hearts are heavy this morning. Of course, we're in prayer. Our condolences going out to the families in Florida. But as usual, we know that laughter is one of the best healers around. And we're going to continue with the show. We're going to keep you informed. We have the strawberry letter coming up. The subject is my husband moved in with his brother. But right now, the nephew's here with another prank phone call. Neff, what you got?
Well, since it's February.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute.
Uh-uh.
The history of W.
Why can't he okay, just say wait?
We'll just wait. Do you want it now?
Yes!
Yeah,
tell us
yeah we want it now.
Well, here it is.
Security booth, may I help you?
Hey, this...
Sir, can you speak up? I can barely hear you.
Is this a security booth down by the gate?
Yes, sir. This security booth.
Yeah, listen, man. It's some people next door to me. They keep... I'm hearing a bunch of scuffling and stuff going on, but I ain't really sure what's happening. I know. I heard this lady scream or something, man, but I just...
Okay, sir, if you could give us the unit number that you're in, we could have somebody come right over there and check that out. Hello? Sir? Sir? Hello?
Yep.
Sir, are you
hello?
Okay?
Yeah, I got a sleeping disorder, man. So I been falling asleep.
I understand.
The people next door to me, man, they was sitting there. I heard this lady scream, and I didn't want nobody to, you know, start nothing, because I know they was arguing pretty heavily, and then I heard it. I know they must have been fighting, because I heard some
I understand, scuffing. Sir. Sir, what unit are you in? Hello? Sir, are you there? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Are you okay?
Is this you the security guy, right?
Yes, sir. You called us about 10 minutes ago, and we've been trying to find out what unit you're in.
Well, yeah, man, these people up here, man, they arguing, and I'm hearing more people over there now, and they fighting, man. I know I hear two. It's got to be two men in there fighting this lady over there.
Sir, I hate to interrupt you, but
I hear some
if you could
kids.
Just tell me the unit, sir. The
I
unit.
Hear some kids over there, too.
Sir, we need to know the unit so that we can come out and investigate. Hello? Hello? Sir, hello? 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 Sir?
Huh?
Hey, hey, look. I cannot do this all day. I am trying to work. I cannot be around with you on the phone. Could you please give me your unit number?
Sir, them people over there, they arguing, man. I know you...
Yes, you have said that they are arguing. I heard you when you said that they were arguing. Sir, if you just give me that unit number that either you're in or the unit number you hear the noise coming from, we could have somebody come over there and check that out immediately. So what unit number are you in again, sir? Hello? Sir?
Do you hear him arguing? See, let me put...
No, I only hear your snoring. I need the unit number.
me see, listen, I'm gonna put the phone up. Do you hear him?
Yes, sir, but I don't hear the unit number. I need the unit number. Without the unit number, we're just having a conversation. Hello? 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 Sir, are you there?
Yo, yo. Oh, hey, man, you checked on them people?
No, sir, we have not checked on the people because we have not been able to get the unit number from you. Sir? Dude, this falls asleep. Every time he gets ready to tell me something, he falls asleep. Come here, come here. You got to hear this. He's falling asleep. Hey, man, come here. Dude, this guy is falling asleep on the phone. I can't get the unit out of him because he's falling asleep. Hello, sir? Hello, sir? Sir? Hey, man, I don't know what unit he's in. The he's falling asleep. Every time I ask him something, he falls asleep. He keeps telling me they're over there fighting, but I don't hear him. He won't tell me the unit. I'm sorry. I don't know the unit. What the would you wake your up, please? Hey, I got a guy on the phone that he says that he hears some screaming over his by his unit, but he's falling asleep. I can't get him on. Get him to tell me what the unit number is. Hey, dude, come here. Listen to this. Listen. Hello. I'm gonna need you to wake up, sir.
Okay.
Sir, could you please give me the unit?
Well, I gotta ask you something. How come all y'all do is just sit on y'all and watch cars come in and out that door instead of helping people that need help?
Because
and need
to like you won't give us a unit number.
You shut your up hollering at me. You need to do your damn job, you rent a cop.
I'm a rent a cop. But your is falling asleep. Would you just give me the unit number, please?
I'll give you the unit number. You ready for the unit number? Are you listening to me?
Yes.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your co-worker.
Y'all crazy. This is not funny, man. This is not funny at all. Y'all got me out here walking around this complex looking for people hollering and screaming and your sleepy falling asleep every 35 seconds. Man, y'all
put
it all. Okay.
Let me ask you something, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Wow.
Why you say that, Steve? You know what I'm saying, Steve?
Like, what?
Minute, damn. I'm trying to make sure me and you ain't getting the same thing.
Again, Steve, I blame you.
For what?
Because you knew him when he was born. You knew him. You could have helped him somehow.
No.
You helped raise him.
Surely.
Yes.
I did not know him when he was born.
Yes, you did.
I told you this story. Somebody set this boy on our doorstep in a box. That's how we met. My sister had been trying to explain this boy to my daddy. For years. We found out that he really was my sister's son, though.
Oh, God.
And then I just always looked at ain't nobody want him. That's how I figured out you leave a new baby on the damn porch. Then he's stupid, too. Lord have mercy.
I'm not going to do it.
Well, what you going to do?
I'm going to keep pranking people. That's what I do.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, my husband lives with my brother.
To those who've taken a 23andMe journey, you've explored your DNA and discovered what makes you, you. How your DNA health reports can tell what you're predisposed to for health and wellness, like weight, caffeine consumption, and sleep quality. And how your ancestry reports share where your DNA is from worldwide.
We all have a DNA story. Find yours. Order your kit at 23andme.com/Steve. 23andme.com/Steve. That's 23andme.com/Steve.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right now, it is time for today's Valentine's Day strawberry letter. We're going to do one of Tommy's numbers. Valentine's Day was yesterday, but we're doing Valentine's Day strawberry letter today. If you're in a situation and you need some advice, all you have to do is go to SteveHarveyFM.com and submit your strawberry letter. And Steve and I might read your letter on the air. All right, let's go, Tommy.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
All right, subject: my husband lives with my brother. Dear Stephen Shirley, I have been married for 5 years, but my husband moved out 3 years ago and moved in with my brother. After he got into a big argument with my son really didn't know my husband that well when we got married, and he thought that my husband was using me, so he didn't like him. My husband tried to come back home twice, and my son disrespected him both times. So he said he would never come back. Despite our living situation, my husband and I still do everything together. We make love all the time. But we have to go to hotels. My husband says that he loves me very much and I love him as well, but years later, he still refuses to move back in. So I moved closer to my brother's house to make it more convenient for us to see each other. He and my son are doing a little better now. When they see each other, they speak and shake hands, but that's it. One of my husband's female friends told me that he talked about coming home soon. She knows him very well, so I got excited. But he said that another one of his female friends told him if he moves back home, she will never talk to him again. So he says to avoid conflict, he'll just stay where he is. I pray daily that he will change his mind. What can I do to get my husband back home where he belongs? Stephen Shirley, please help. You've got to be kidding me, right? You've got to be kidding me. Tommy, are you pranking us right now? Seriously?
That ain't got nothing to do with me.
I mean, this is your husband, your house, your son. No one has any control over what's going on in your marriage but your son, who shouldn't even be at your house, because if he's young and or old enough or grown enough to disrespect your husband and fight him, then he should probably be on his own and out of your house. Now, your husband, on the other hand, something is going on with him and his so-called female friends. Because he's taking to what they're saying and not listening to you, his wife. He'll just stay where he is because one of his female friends will never talk to him again? Okay, so what? This is really crazy. So to avoid conflict, he'll just stay where he is? Yeah, he likes staying with your brother because he can come and go and do whatever he wants to do and then have you, his wife, on the side, convenient whenever he wants you. It's a perfect situation for him. You, as his wife, needs to set some boundaries, some rules. He either comes back or it's over. Why are you making it so easy for him? Why are you allowing him to do all these things? It's his son and it's your son and it's him. This is your life. What are you going to do? You need to talk to both of them. Steve, this is crazy.
Yeah, this letter right here. I agree with most of what you're saying, Shirley. But let me say this. First of all, the whole problem in this letter, the damn boy. The son. The hell he in charge of.
Right.
Who stay where when he ain't paying for nothing. Now, unless your son is real big and your husband is little, ain't no boy running me out no house.
Right.
Hello.
Unless I took it as an opportunity to get out. Which could be the case. Because you say your husband moved out 3 years ago, moved in with your brother. Now, he got in a big argument with your son. Your son didn't know your husband that well when we got married. He thought my husband was using me, so he didn't like him. How old is this boy? That would help if I knew that.
Yeah, she didn't put that in there.
My husband tried to come back home twice. My son disrespected him both times. Mm. See, me and this son, we're going to work this out. Because what you're going to stop doing, little boy, is the disrespecting me thing. That's the first thing. All right. So your husband said he would never, ever come back. He said he would never, ever come back. So here's what the deal is. Your husband says he loves you very much, and you love him as well. But years later, he still refuses to move back in. So I moved closer to my brother's house. Oh, that's the solution? You don't move in your brother's house. You just move closer to his house. That's smart. That's a marriage. To make it more convenient for us to see each other. Now, he and my son, they're doing a little bit better when they see each other. They speak and shake hands. Okay, that's a start. But here's the problem, though. When you do see him, you go to hotels. So what the hell did you move closer to him for? And y'all still going to hotels? Why is your son running your life? That's what I want. My next point of contention. Your husband sure got a lot of female friends. Mm. Woo! And they got pulled, too.
Yeah.
His female friends got more pulled than you, and you the wife. I have to share something with you. Your husband is a bachelor.
Seriously.
Wait, what?
Your husband is a bachelor.
Right, Steve.
Should be the title of this letter. Uh-huh. My husband is a bachelor. Because he lived by himself.
I'm just a bachelor.
With your brother, who I bet you ain't married. And he can come and go like he please. And he got female friends. Yeah. One of them has told him, if he go back to you, she won't talk to him no more. So you know what he decided? Uh-oh. She's not going to talk to me no more. I got to stay in this brother's house.
Yeah.
Now, when we come back, I'm going to share another fact with you that no one has thrown out in this letter. Please, ma'am, be sitting down.
Uh-oh.
I'll be right back with some more unveiling of the letter.
All right, you heard Steve. We'll have part two of his response coming up at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, get ready. In about 20 minutes, Sister Odell will be in the building.
Yes.
But right now, come on, Steve. Let's get your response to part two of this Strawberry Letter
this
today.
This woman married this man. Mm-hmm. This man don't get along with her son. Her son is in charge of her life and the house and everything. The man leaves. Every time he try to come back twice, the boy disrespect him. He leave again because the boy think he using you. So he moves in with your brother. You try to keep the relationship together. You move closer to your brother. But he got female friends telling him not to go back. He says he's coming back, but it's been years now. He still ain't back. And one of his girlfriends told him, if you go back, I'll never speak to you again. So to hold down confusion, he said he going to stay where he is.
Mm.
His female friends have more pull than his wife. The new name of this letter, I've re-entitled it, is Your Husband is a Bachelor.
Okay.
Now, here's something we haven't explored in this letter. I need your undivided attention, please. I need everybody to take a seat. Your husband is seeing your brother.
God dog. No way.
Anybody thought of this right here?
Oh, no.
Woo! Your husband.
That was shocking.
And your brother. Could they be seeing one another? I don't know this, but he sure likes staying with your brother more than he likes staying with you.
Didn't we have a strawberry letter like this once upon a time?
I don't know, but I just wanted to throw that out there.
Wow.
and put that in the mix.
People think we make these letters up. No way.
In the words of Bill Withers, mm-hmm. who is he and what is he to you? Mm. My friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me that I ought to not let you just walk on me. My brother, he set me right down and he talked to me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when our talk was through, I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. Oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Now, he at your brother's house getting used up for real. Something is amiss in this letter. And I think it's your husband.
All right, Steve, we got to go. You know that. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on this strawberry letter from today at My Girl Shirley. And please join me today at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook Live for the Strawberry Letter Live After Show. And
doom, 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 doom. Doom, 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 doom.
All right, Steve, and Fort Wayne, Indiana, our brand new affiliate. Get ready for our girl from the talk. Come on, Steve.
Cheryl Underwood.
Steve Harvey, my main man.
What's
listen
up, girl?
To me now. Listen to me now. Hold on. I got to do my things. Don't forget, Black Panther pre-screenings right now. Whole weekend all the way through President's Day. On tap to go past 170 million. But we can put another 80 million on that and make it 250 million on the President's Day weekend and make this the fastest growing, outselling first weekend movie and make history.
I thought it already was.
Well, they say it's on tap for that, but I want to go beyond that. I really want to go to 250 million in the first weekend.
Didn't you buy at a theater in LA?
Yes, I did. And thank you to KJLH, LA MPHC, and Sigma Zeta Council, and everybody that works with me and for me that we could put together a screening over at the Promenade for inner city youth.
That's
can
wonderful.
Go see it. Mm-hmm. So they can go see it for free, and they got mm-hmm. snacks. And they got mm-hmm. snacks, and that's going to be on Saturday. So we thank you for doing that. And everybody
thank
can
you.
Still do that. That was amazing. And thank you, Steve Harvey, for giving me the relationship with KJLH that I can do that in Steve Harvey Morning Show. Also, we'll be going to North Carolina A&T and St. Augustine. You know, we taping our version of American Bandstand Soul Train, Cheryl Underwood's house party, because we want to bring back the Saturday morning dance show, and we want to take it through HBCUs. So I thank you for that. But last but not least, I need y'all to pray for me that I grow stronger with the Lord. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I had a problem with my TV. I'm not going to name the company, but then they were supposed to show up. I was 30 minutes ahead of the time they supposed to show up. Then they didn't show up. Ain't nobody called me. Ain't nothing happening. And then when I get on the phone, I get transferred somewhere. And I felt racism and bigotry. And I need y'all to lay hands on the radio and pray for me. I'm stronger with the Lord. And let me tell you what I heard. Let me tell you what I heard, Steve Harvey. Let me tell you what I heard. Ready?
What?
I heard that if you say to somebody, transfer me to someone in America, they have to send you backwards into America to get that customer service. I ain't gonna name the company.
So what is we finna boycott Spectrum?
No, we ain't boycotting nobody, Steve. Boycotting is the strongest thing we can use. When we come to you for a boycott, it's really, really serious. I'm just saying I stumbled. I felt racism and bigotry. And I stumble for that. And I don't want to be an unloving person and people use this against me. So what I'm saying is get your customer service together and stop playing games. And when I'm supposed to be there and I'm there and you don't show up, then we got a problem. You know what I'm saying?
But it wasn't Netflix, though. It wasn't Netflix.
Well, I took off work. See,
listen,
people got to take off work.
Speak,
Steve. That's right.
It's like people who took off work and you give them that window. I don't like the damn window.
That's right.
I bought a refrigerator one time and I had to take off work. They said the refrigerator be there between 10 and 2.
That's right.
3:30 wasn't no damn refrigerator. Now I got all this meat out here on this table.
Yeah. You're right.
We got to get some damn refrigerator. I got this meat just going bad. Been out since 9.
Speak, Steve. Talk.
This meat been out since 9.
You right.
You can't unthaw it and pack it up back up.
That's
in there.
Right.
We got to go, Steve.
You can't unthaw it. You right, Steve.
Damn meat sitting out here and your ass ain't here. Where my refrigerator?
Thank you, Cheryl,
Brown
as always.
Beef.
We love you. We'll see you at the
movies.
We'll see you at the movies.
All right.
Love you, Cheryl.
All right, coming up in about 10 minutes, our news director, Miss Ann Tripp, will be here to talk about this horrific Parkland, Florida school shooting. And you know what else we have to talk about? We have to talk about gun control. All that coming up in about 10 minutes.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we go again. Who would think we would be at the same place yet again? I remember President Obama saying this exact same thing. Mm-hmm. There's been another school shooting in Florida this time, a high school shooting in Parkland, Florida. That's right next to Fort Lauderdale near the Miami area in Broward County. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. This happened yesterday on Valentine's Day, about 2:30 p.m. Eastern time. A young man, a former student who had been expelled, 19 years old, went to the school and just started shooting.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, his name is Nicholas Cruz. Like I said, he was a former student at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. He is in custody right now. He is in custody. That is a good thing. But we have got to talk about gun control. We have got to get, and we can't just talk about it when things happen. We have to talk about it in those off times because we don't want this to keep coming up. We always arrive at the same spot. We've got to talk about gun control. We have to do something about this. Multiple deaths at a Florida high school in Parkland, Florida.
Children.
So sad. Suspect Nicholas Cruz, a former student, is in custody. Parkland, Florida, near the Fort Lauderdale, Miami area in Broward County.
Well, the NRA is only strong not because of the amount of money they make, but the amount of money that they give to political campaign and lobbyists. They give a tremendous amount of money to them. That way, they control what the gun laws are. Now, until these politicians who accept money from this group decides that people's lives and the community is more important than their particular lifestyle or desire to be senator or congressman, it's not going to change. And that, my dear friends, is the sad part of about it, because that's their way to their life ambition in politics. So they're going to keep taking this money. I don't see how we can put a stop to this, because these people know good and hell well we need gun laws. They know it, but the NRA wants to keep record arms sales. They make money every time a gun is sold. Every time a gun is traded, somebody got to come get a new one. They make money like that. So now here they come. Now all these people sitting here, man, just making money off the NRA sales of guns. They give them to the politicians. And these people are so gutless and hide behind this hidden money to act like, well, we just gon', it's America, it's the Second Amendment. That you have a right to bear arms. Everybody don't need no damn gun. And the dude in Vegas shouldn't have had none.
Nope.
No.
Them boys at Columbine shouldn't have had one. Sandy Hook shouldn't have had one.
Well, that's right, Steve.
Orlando at that club.
Orlando.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have had one. So now while we sitting up here saying every American got the right, every American don't have the right. You must be crazy, man.
Because you don't have to go through any type of psychological tests or
mental.
Anything. Yeah.
That is nut with all these damn guns. Something wrong with him. Mm. Killed all these people.
Yeah.
But we still steady sitting up here talking about this amendment we got. See, they make amendments when they can't get around it no more. Yeah. But because the Constitution is meant, it don't mean the people is right. Everyone in this country has an inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. Unless you black driving a car. Mm.
Come on, tell the
what?
Truth.
So now, here we go again. Now we got, now who else got to die?
See, How many people have to die?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. If not now, when?
No, because we the ones over here making money off of. Ladies and gentlemen, she's here, and I'm going to be quiet for a minute and just hear what she has to say. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
This is Ann Tripp with a special report for the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Yes, it has happened again. Another tragic school shooting yesterday, this time in a high school just north of Miami. 17 people were killed, students as well as adults, 15 others injured, several with life-threatening injuries, and it was, of course, a horror.
Oh, holy f- oh, my God. Oh, my God!
This is a catastrophic, an unbelievably catastrophic day in Broward County history. It's devastating. I'm sick to my stomach.
I'm just relieved that he's okay. Tired. Yes. Yes.
I'm coming out to the east side with the casualty and ambulance standing by. Critical casualty.
One of my friends who got out the one of the windows when he was running over here to go to his mom, he looked all shaken and stuff, and he said he did see two dead bodies.
This parent spoke to police.
She was sending us texts, like saying, I love you, I'm sorry, and all that, because she didn't think she was going to make it.
The suspect, identified as Nicholas Cruz, is a former student. He was expelled, they say, from that particular school. They say that he recently had been expelled for disciplinary reasons and was enrolled elsewhere in the district. They say that Cruz was armed with an AR-15 style semi-automatic rifle with multiple magazines in his possession. Cruz was taken into custody off campus at about an hour after he committed the horrific, detestable act. Police say they're reviewing social media postings that they describe as very disturbing from Cruz. They say that he said things like, I'm going to be a professional school shooter on one video site. All of the victims have been identified, but no identities have been made public until the families of all those affected have been notified. There have been now 18 school shootings so far this year in this country. Again, it happened again, this time in Florida. Meanwhile, law enforcement officials from all over the country are speaking out against a federal bill that would make gun permits like license plates, allowing gun owners to travel from state to state carrying loaded weapons. It's called the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act. It's already passed the House of Representatives. It has about 40 co-sponsors in the Senate. Of course, the National Rifle Association has been pushing it. Police departments in other cities like Baltimore also against the bill. However, President Trump is said to be in favor of it. This is the country we live in. This has been Ann Tripp with a special report from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Get ready, get ready, get ready. It's that time. It is Reality Update.
All right, thank you, nephew.
With me and Carly, right, Carly?
Yes, Sister Odell, my thank partner, you, my ride or die. That's my girl.
Sure is.
All right.
Let's go get him.
Let's get them. All right, check this out, Sister Odell. Guys, we're going to talk about Real Housewives of Atlanta. So it's time to catch up on it. So much shade. You might need to put your sunglasses on, Shirley.
Them heifers gets on my nerves. What is they doing now, Carly?
Well, Kenya, your girl Kenya, went to the doctor to get a pregnancy test because she was late with her cycle. And she said that she and her husband, they get busy all of the time. Well, mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure this out. Well, the question.
Well, you know, when it happens like that, I don't know what's going on. This young girls is so delicate, you know, as women's is now, you know. So it could be anything. She could be pregnant. She could. Maybe she not.
Well, maybe she. Well, the doctor said her tests were inconclusive at that moment.
What is she? Ain't they got these new things out? Ain't y'all got them EPT strips? Where you urinate on them?
Yes, ma'am. And you can take a blood test as well, and she took both. So the doctor will...
So what is she now?
Well, inconclusive. That's what the doctor said, and the episode ended.
Inconclusive?
So, yes. They have to wait for the lab work to come mm-hmm. back on the blood test. You can't get that immediate results right then and there. You have to wait to get that.
Girl, back in the day, you knew the next morning if you was going to be pregnant.
Oh, really? The very mm-hmm. next morning, you knew. Huh?
Mm-hmm. It's how you feel. If you was dizzy in the head, you was finna have a baby.
Okay. Well, thank you for that mm-hmm. information, Sister Odell.
And six-pack kept you dizzy.
Listen, Mama Joyce, she called Portia for lunch. She wanted Portia and her daughter Candy to squash their beef. And Mama Joyce, she just basically asked Portia.
They beefing?
Well, you know, from last season, all of that drama and all those lies.
Oh, that's right.
Spilled over into this one?
Yeah, well, Mama Joyce wants Candy and Portia to be friends, so she asked Portia, how could you believe all that stuff that Phaedra said, all those lies? Mm-hmm. And Portia just basically said Phaedra was an attorney and she was
her
friend.
See, if I was one of them housewives, that's the one I'd want to be.
Who?
Portia.
Which one?
Oh, you like Portia? She's beautiful. Yeah,
thick
she's
beautiful. Girl got something that they want. I just be in there. I have all kind of houses and cars. Houses. I have houses, cars, and Africans.
Africans. Yeah, yeah. The Africans will buy your house in a minute.
Yeah, they will, because they want to stay here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For the right paperwork.
Well, anyway, let's move on to this. I wanted to ask you guys.
You know, Donald Trump got you signing up for everything now. You got to try to stay here.
You need the right paperwork.
Are you quite done?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Carly.
I wanted to ask the fellas.
You let her
question.
Get on your segment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm here to help.
Yeah, she's here. Yeah, well, I want to ask you guys a question. So Cynthia went to this party, you know.
Wait a minute. I was watching TV on CNN. Is Cedric got diabetes?
I think he's just
on the commercial. Cedric ain't got diabetes, do he?
Would you focus on reality update?
I just saw the commercial. Y'all ain't seen Cedric the Entertainer on the diabetic commercial?
Yes. Yes.
He's eating like cake on the Kings of Comedy tour. And he still got all his toes.
Reality update. Focus, Sister Odell.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Carlos.
All right, so here's the deal. Cynthia went to this party, and she went on a date.
Cynthia.
Now, remember, Bailey. She used to be married to
Beautiful
Peter.
Beautiful Cynthia.
Beautiful Cynthia, the model.
That's
she used to be married
be
to
her
Peter.
Too.
Yeah, and they got a divorce, her and her husband, Peter. Peter was
the
at the party.
Man. The one that looked like Tommy.
You mean, you're talking about Will. That's the one that kind of looks like Tommy.
I was stumped
so
when you thought you could be one of these ladies.
The question, what I'm trying to ask the fellas, was that Peter was at this party. Cynthia was upset that her ex-husband did not speak to her. He said that she was on a date and he wasn't ready to see his ex-wife on the date. So my question to the fellas, Sister Odell, if you could go get Steve, the question is it a rule that once you're my woman, you're always my woman? Is that a rule with
no,
you guys?
No, that ain't no rule.
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Okay.
But I do understand Peter. He wasn't ready to speak to her. She's on a date with a man. What is we over here talking for? You ain't want me.
He said he still had feelings for
feelings
her, too, Carla, right?
So, yeah. He did say that.
No,
yeah.
He was in the right for feeling that away, some kind of way. He over here with this, she over here with this another man.
Yeah. At the event. He's he just kept it 100 and just told his ex-wife how he really felt.
I'm going to tell you what can't happen. Your man can't be disrespectful to me at the party now.
No, and that didn't happen.
Yeah.
I don't think that did not happen. So I just want to get you guys your opinion on that. And then quickly, on this girls' trip situation, Cynthia put together the girls to go. You know they got to go on a trip to Barcelona, mm-hmm. Spain.
Yes.
And Kim decided not to go because she has health problems. And, you know, she was sick when she traveled from L.A. to Atlanta. She actually had a stroke on the flight. Yeah. So she doesn't want to fly overseas.
What? The lady had a stroke?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Remember that. Jesus, I didn't know that. Kim is the white girl?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so the ladies were kind of mad at her for that, and they were saying that
they
didn't want
her
husband.
She can't fly that far. If you getting a stroke from Atlanta to L.A., what you want to get on a plane to go to Spain for?
Right, that's why she wanted her husband to go with her because of her health issues. So the ladies were kind of mad at Kim for that, and they were saying that they didn't want her to bring her husband. So what do you think, Shirley? Because that's kind of like girls' trip, no guys allowed. Do you think
Shirley
the ladies were too harsh on Kim?
Ask me.
Ask Shirley.
Don't
first.
Be disrespectful, Sister.
I'm
Odell.
Not Shirley, but watch this answer. Go ahead, Shirley.
I think if she has health issues, she should have brought her husband or stayed.
Yeah, you think she should have been? Okay. All right, Sister Odell.
I don't think you can go to Spain with some health issues. Where you going to land if it go bad up there? You're over that water.
So you think she should have been allowed to bring her husband as well?
What he going to do if it's time to land and you can't land in the water? Stay your ass at the house.
Okay,
you can't make it to Spain. You barely made it to Atlanta.
All right, you can hit me up on Lips by Carla. You can respond to my question. I want to hear from the fellas and the ladies. Were the ladies too harsh on Kim? And what do you guys think about how Peter opened up to his ex-wife? We'll be back at 20 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Lenten season began yesterday, and it's going to end on March 31st. So I got to ask you guys, are you giving up anything for Lent? It's 40 days. Anybody giving up anything? A lot of people give up TVs. I have friends that gave up social media.
Oh, that's a good one.
Uh-huh. Some people give up meat. They become vegans for 40 days.
Alcohol,
yeah. Sugar, yeah. You know, yeah.
I guess I'll go ahead and give up lying.
That'd be
L-Y-I-N-G,
good.
Lying?
Mm-hmm. No, oh, really? Hell, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, you get that up.
Are you going to give...
So no, I need to, because you... some people I just don't... I need to tell the truth to.
Oh. No. Like who? No,
some you people just got to get lied. There's no way I can tell the truth.
You guys are polar opposites on that.
Well, yeah, Junior. There's no way I can tell the truth for 40 straight days.
Yeah, I'm going to have to see. Well, I'm just going to do it.
This whole empire crumbles.
Yeah, I'm going to do it on because there's people like, somebody, you know, I say it was cute. I really going to have to take that back.
Why not just say anything? Why do you have to say anything?
No, they need to know. Because I said they was cute. So, you know, like, I don't want to hurt their feelings. Now they moving in closer for kisses and stuff. At least you don't sit your ugly behind back some. I mean, come on now. I know what I said before, but this is really. I'm just don't give up lying.
No.
We talk a lot. I'm not going to give up lying. Ugly on this show. Why won't you give it up, Steve, just for 40 days?
Hell, I'm giving up lying for 40 days.
How many days is it?
40.
Yeah, no. What the hell I'm going to tell them tomorrow?
From now until Easter.
Oh, day two.
Give up lying.
I got to give it.
Damn near the core. You got to be kidding me. Had a relationship.
It's just 40 days, huh?
That's at the core of damn near all my relationships.
Can you lie to us, Steve?
Hell yeah.
What's the last thing you lied to us about?
Like, Tommy, what's the last lie you told Tommy?
Oh, last lie I told Tommy that I wanted to marry him.
That was a lie?
I ain't picked up the call, ain't returned no call. He ain't lying.
You ain't even say anything, Tommy.
I won't
even bring it back to y'all.
Now, what I'm meaning, he 50.
Steve, you're a businessman. You have an empire, like you said earlier. Maybe he wants
I
to
would
get some
to
advice.
Him. I really would mentor him. He just don't want it, Shirley. He ain't called.
Shirley, I done called. He ain't picked up.
Somebody's lying right now.
Shirley.
He lying.
Shirley.
He lying.
Yes. We on the radio every single day. Uh-huh. Have you heard him ask me anything?
No, but uh-huh. I thought it was because he didn't want it to be on the radio anymore.
Okay, cool. But have you heard him ask me, Unc, are we meeting today?
No.
Unc, don't forget, we got an appointment today. Unc, I'm having trouble getting hold of your assistant to get an appointment. Have you heard any of that?
No, but on the other hand, I have heard Junior say it several times.
And yeah. Junior, haven't we met?
Yeah, we met yesterday.
Didn't we meet the other day?
We just met that day.
You asked me for some time, I gave it to you.
Yeah.
If you don't ask me for some time, I think you don't want.
He keep his word.
Bam!
Shirley?
Yes, Tommy. I want to hear your side.
He's lying right now.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I feel.
Junior lying.
No, I'm serious. Tommy, now, you ain't going to like the introduction.
He done taught Junior how to lie.
I just gave up lying. Tommy, I'm telling
Shirley,
the truth.
You might have gave it up, but you've been lying with him.
Uh-huh. I'm not lying now.
Ask Tommy what appointment he has scheduled with me, and I told him no. Ask him.
Okay, right. Why can't you ask him? That's okay, like Tommy, your uncle wants to know, what appointment have you scheduled with him?
I called the young man I needed to call. He told me Mr. H gonna let me know when he gonna get with you.
Why don't you just call your uncle directly? You have
I
to
called
go
called and he didn't take the call several times.
Somebody's lying, and we're gonna get to the bottom of it when we come back. Sick of this.
He's a liar.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, my God. I mean,
here we go again. Know, here we,
yeah, it's like this scene just keeps repeating itself. Now, out of Parkland, Florida. Parkland, Florida is right next to Fort Lauderdale. It's near the Miami area in Broward County. Multiple deaths in a Florida school shooting there. This is just horrible. It happened about 2:30 p.m. yesterday. The shooting was at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. Like I said, it started about 2:30 Eastern time yesterday. The suspect, Nicholas Cruz, was a former high school student there. He is in custody. We're happy to report that. But he's 19 years old. He's a former student there. Like I said, he had been expelled. And he came.
Oh, okay. He had been expelled.
Yeah, he had been expelled. He came back to the school with an AR-15 rifle, an assault rifle, had multiple magazines. So he was there to do some serious damages. Again, if you haven't heard, and I'm sure you have, multiple deaths. This is just so sad This is so sad.
When is it going to stop? I mean, the victims were students and adults. And as parents, Shirley, everybody, Tommy, all of us, we're all parents. We're all parents.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? It's just, it's frightening to send your children to school.
Yes.
And I just, you have to pray for the families, the victims. This
absolutely.
Is,
absolutely.
How many,
yeah.
The laws. We have to change the laws.
Yeah. I mean, and they said this kid had, he was wearing a gas mask. He had smoke grenades. I mean, where did he get all this stuff from? He's 19. Where did he? Oh, my God. This is just, I just feel so much for the parents and the loved ones of these kids, because you send your kids off to school to get an education. Who in their wildest dreams would think something like this would happen? A 19-year-old former student just goes up to the school and opens fire. Opens fire. I mean,
and God bless our educators and the teachers that were there trying
absolutely.
To keep the students safe. And mm-hmm.
Steve, Jesus, can you just imagine what they're going
man.
Through? It's absolutely horrible.
It's
horrific.
Horrible.
Yes.
And you know what? We got to do something.
Yeah.
Yes. We
How
do.
Many before we do something? Because right now, man, reacting to it ain't enough. It's too late.
Yeah.
I mean, hats off to the first responders and everything.
Oh,
I'm
yes.
not talking about that type of reaction. I'm talking about what we got to keep going through before somebody passes some bills to say, hey, man, we're going to slow this way down.
Wow.
Our damn problem is the Second Amendment that needs amending. Because we America. I don't understand how we keep doing this. We so free, we stupid. We stupid free. We one country that really need to pull back on some of the freedoms.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Because if you're telling me that these brave men and women that are over here fighting for our freedom is the freedom that your ass can walk in a gun and turn around and turn it on a bunch of people, that's what they over there for.
Because
I think they'd all come
wild
home
west.
If you told them that's what they was over there for. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But this Second Amendment needs adjusting.
Yeah, it does. All right, coming up, Steve Harvey has special closing remarks.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Last break of the day. Wow, just one more thing. A lot of things going on today. A lot of things going on in the world. And the gunman who killed at least so many people. I mean, oh, golly. Anyway, can you just imagine, you know, what those people must have gone through, what they're going through? It's absolutely horrible.
It's
horrific.
Horrible.
Yes.
And you know what? We got to do something.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
How many before we do something? Because right now, man, reacting to it ain't enough. It's too late.
Yeah.
I mean, hats off to the first responders and everything.
Oh,
I'm
yes.
not talking about that type of reaction. I'm talking about what we got to keep going through before somebody passes some bills to say, hey, man, we're going to slow this way down.
Wow.
Our damn problem is the Second Amendment that needs amending. I don't understand how we keep doing this. Hold on, man. See, we so free. We so free, we stupid. We stupid free. We one country that really need to pull back on some of the freedoms. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But this Second Amendment needs adjusting.
Come on, we gotta go.
In their heart. to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause he's love and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts. Jesus is love. He won't let you down. Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children to jump the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? All the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. On
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.